2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in. The water is fine. Hallelujah. Come on. Just begin to activate this high glory. Woo, my God. Just begin to activate this day. Begin to open up your mouth and give God praise. The Bible says that God inhabits the praise of His people. Come on now, when you begin to praise God, you begin to give Him, you open up a space that gives God access to you and your situation. Come on, give Him some praise. Come on, give Him some praise. Give Him some praise. Come on now, give Him some praise. I'm trying to get you ready for the word. Give Him some praise. Hey, glory. Listen, I just want to encourage you today. I'm not sure if any of you watched yesterday's broadcast, but listen, let me just speak this to you and prophesy this to you. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God does man live. So yesterday we touched on this scripture and this empowerment that, first of all, let me just get over here. Make sure I'm in the right place here. I think I am. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, yes. Here it is right here. Matthew chapter 19, okay? And this is probably where we're going to end off on the day too, because I just want to encourage you in your spirit, first of all, that my God is able. Listen, and my God is able. My God is able. He is able. Okay. He is able to make all grace abound toward you. Our glory. Oh, hold on, hold on. I'm getting some up in my spirit right now. Not here. Here it is. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. See, we are in this prophetic season. We are in this season right now of 2025, the season that you're anointed with God's divine grace. We need God's divine empowerment to supply us with the power to fulfill the purpose that He created us for. And that's the key. But here's the thing. You must understand that He is able. Okay, so Matthew chapter 19. Let's go here. I just want to encourage you. I'm going to share this with you. And we'll get out of here. Okay, Matthew chapter 19 and verse 23. I want you to see this. And when his disciples heard this, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, "Who then can be saved?" Verse 26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Listen, you cannot do what God called you and created you to do without him. And you definitely cannot do it without the grace, because it's his grace that gives you the empowerment to do what God has called you to do. This is why in 1 Samuel chapter 16, he said, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." That's why David was a successful king. He might not have been the best father, okay? He might not have been the best husband, but his anointing to be king and priest and to be the lineage that Jesus, the bloodline that Jesus would follow. He's the only one that Jesus is named after. This is why the blind man said, "Oh, Jesus, thou son of David." See, when you understand that when God empowers you, and we learned this yesterday, and we're going to continue this week, when God anoints you, when he created you with your purpose, ha, glory. Oh, my God. Listen. The Bible says that many are the plans of a man's heart, but the Lord, it is the Lord's plans and purpose that prevails. It says in Psalms 37, "The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." When you are in alignment and obedient to the plan of God for your life, for the purpose of God for your life, then he empowers you with this grace, this concentrated essence of himself on your life to get the job done, get her done. Okay, so listen, let me encourage you. It's possible. Everything that God has called you to do, it's possible. They're high glory. I'm gonna say it again. It's possible. And if you allow him to give you the instructions and you follow them, then you will succeed in them. Listen, we gotta go. The Bible says, "I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." See, when we understand that everything that God does has a system and a purpose, the key, and Luke chapter 17, "The kingdom of God is within you." But now when he allows his grace to get up on you, now you are being empowered. You are being, he's giving you the resources to fulfill what he created you to do. Father, I thank you. As they sow their seed, Father, you said, "While the earth remains, the seed time and harvest shall not cease." Father, I thank you, Lord God, that even as they are glory, sow this seed, Father, whether in the ministry using the QR code or the Zelle, restored MININTL@gmail, that you said, high glory, given it shall be given, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father, if they decide to give it as a teruma, according to Ezekiel 44:30, you said, and the first of your dough shall be given to the priest that he may cause or speak the blessing to rest in your house. See, this is God's way, but you must do it his way. With God, all things are possible. So when you do it God's way, the possibilities are endless. Father, I thank you right now. Hey, glory, even as they sow seed, Father, right now, I thank you that you are doing a new thing. High glory, Father, you said, "Behold, I do a new thing. Shall ye not know it?" Father, I give you praise, honor, and glory. I declare and decree that the enemy is destroyed in their life. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that you have made. They shall rejoice and be glad in it. And Father, you are giving them the power and the glory to go forth in Jesus' name. Listen, so you see, whether it's in the ministry or as a Teruma, and watch what God does for your life today. Be blessed. Thank you.